Hi, it's Tim Hagen from Progress Coaching, and welcome to another episode for the Coaching Conversations podcast. Now, we are on Stitcher, we are on iTunes, and multiple different channels. Please check us out. Now, one of the things that you'll get out of our podcast episodes is a lot of content, a lot of strategy. It's not fluff, it's not concept, yet we really want you to engage with the content and let us know your feedback. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. If there's topics you'd love to have us address, we would love to share them with you. Let us know your impact and let us know your feedback. You know, when you've been doing coaching and working with people and also being coached, you know, the one thing I've really learned more than anything is that we're all full of shit. At some point in our life, we are full of shit. When we think about self-deception and not telling ourselves the truth, how often do we have situations where somebody gets a job that somebody went for and the person who didn't get the job says they weren't qualified, the interview wasn't fair? Rarely will you ever hear somebody say, you know what, he was the more qualified candidate. Let me give further context. Salespeople. Now, I'm a salesperson as well, so this is not just picking apart a vertical industry and disparaging it. Yet, people don't hit quota because they don't practice. Sales reps, for the most part, are full of shit. The people who really practice get better. You know what we always hear in our business? Gosh, if we only had time. If you're not going to practice your craft, whether it's service, sales, what have you, leadership, handling conflict, guess what happens? You're not going to get better. You're going to maintain status quo. What you do not practice, you maintain status quo. So think about that. The reason being at the heart of everything is self-awareness. Looking in the mirror and really being honest. All of us, present company included, at some point in our life, or sadly on a regular basis, we are full of shit. Every one of us at some point in our life. I share this podcast episode with you because I'm reading a book called Grit by Angela Duckworth. I've read it. I'm now listening to it for a second time on Audacity. I love it. And she talks about we hire for talent, yet we don't cultivate skills. Now, I'm paraphrasing some of her teachings. Yet what she has found is that the most successful people are the ones who have grit, passion, and perseverance over a lengthy period of time. It's that simple. Now, I think about teaching leaders how to coach. For 31 years, I've had people up until about 5-6 years ago saying, why don't you do something different? I said, because I know the industry needs this. Now, sadly, the pandemic has been very good to us. If leaders are not coaching, we're basically saying to people, I don't have time for you. I'm not going to schedule time for you because I'm so busy, but please don't quit the company. Now, if I'm being sarcastic in terms of my tone, I am. I'm sick of arguing with people why they need to coach, why they need to practice their craft as a salesperson or as a service person or as a leader. Employees, quit complaining about benefits and pay. You want to increase your pay? Don't rely on a company. Rely on yourself. Ask yourself, honestly, what am I doing outside of my job to raise my game, to increase my certifications, to increase my learning? What does that next interview look like where somebody says, I've got to have this guy or gal because you know what? They have grit. They are pursuing excellence on a regular basis. Now, I'm going to say it. Most people wait for the company to train them. At the end of the day, at some level, high or low, most of us, if not all of us, have been full of shit. We just are. You know, I was a 0.7 grade point average in college. I was a semester away from getting kicked out of the UW school system. I had every reason why it wasn't me. And then I had a great counselor, Dr. Carlton Beck, say, what do you want to do? I said, I have no idea. He said, all right, what's your passion? He goes, well, I love volleyball. I said, well, let's get you into a PE class for volleyball. I'm like, huh? I don't want to be a physical education teacher. He goes, that's okay. Let's get you into some things you enjoy. And I'll never forget, he found a way to get people back into school, yet to have fun. So my association with this thing called school, where I had a 0.7 grade point, became a little bit more fun and pleasurable. And then he said, well, what do you like to do? I said, well, I like to teach. Like what? Well, you know, physical education, fitness, but I don't want to be a school teacher. He said, okay. He said, where would you do that? I said, I don't know, but I like the corporate world. So a lot of people don't know this about me. I am the first person to start a noon hour fitness program at Northwestern Mutual almost 40 years ago as a junior in college. I made almost $35,000 a year. Guess what I really fell in love with? Entrepreneurship. See, our evolution is a squiggly road. It's not a straight line. Now, for those who accomplish it on a straight line, good for you. That's awesome. Most people don't find their passion. And if you don't find your passion, how are you going to have perseverance over a period of time if you kind of don't know what you want to do? And we all lose sight of our passions. We come up with reasons like, well, I have kids and I started a family and, you know, I'm so busy. We're full of shit. You're full of shit. And the less shit we're full of, the better things are going to get. Because what I found out when I went and interviewed with IBM, I went from a 0.7 to a magical 2.2. You needed a 3.8 to get into the program. Think about people helping you out. And I'll never forget Jerry Veit, my boss's boss at IBM. He said, your grades are deplorable. Why would we hire you? That was his first interview question. He's looking out the window on Wisconsin Avenue in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I told myself I'm not going to answer until he turns around. I got to have eye contact so he knows I'm sincere. He turns around and I said, Jerry, I can give you a million reasons. And if I can have permission to say it openly, and he said, go ahead. I said, they're all bullshit. The fact is, I had fun. I partied. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I think I'm getting closer. But when you look at my grade point from a 0.7 to a 2.2 in less than a year, I've kind of fallen back in love with school. I love adult education. I love coaching. I love training. I'll make you a deal. I sealed the deal, by the way. He said, what's the deal? I said, any semester I go below a 3.5, you fire me on the spot. I'll never forget it. I was terrified. I sound confident now. I wasn't what I offered it. And he looked at me just stunned. And he goes, you got it. In 2.5 years on a college internship at IBM, he never once asked me for those grades. He could see how hard I was working, yet I always brought him my grades. I made a commitment. I started to develop grit. 31 years later, I'm preaching the gospel of leadership coaching. Now, are there parts of my life where I'm like, geez, I should have more grit. I should lose weight. Absolutely. Grit is passion and perseverance over time. It's maintaining a stick-to-itiveness, a relentlessness to go from point A to point B to point C and so on. All too often, people want to go from point A to point Z and they want to skip the steps. If it worked that way, everybody would be doing it. Yes, there are people who can do that. It's rare. Some people are naturally talented. Think about this for a second. If you have someone working for you that's naturally talented, and you have someone who comes in at the same level of talent, yet they weren't naturally talented, but they told you a story, a narration of, here's what I do to continually get better. Which person would you hire? See, we look at resumes. Oh, this person's smart. They've got talent. This is a great salesperson. Let's hire the resume. If they're so great, why are they interviewing with you? It's because there's certain parts of their prior experience where they're full of shit. So think about yourself. Think about people around you. Think about hopefully what I've said, and hopefully I've triggered some thought. I know it has with me. When I'm listening to Angela Duckworth's book, I'm looking in the mirror thinking, yeah, that's an area I need to explore more, and I've kind of ignored it, meaning I'm kind of full of shit. Good luck. Thank you for listening to another episode of Coaching Conversations by Tim Hagen and Progress Coaching. Now, our company is always coming out with new and innovative solutions to help leaders coach their employees. And recently, we just created a new service called Coach to You, where leaders can pick and choose topics and assign 7 to 21-day programs for employees to learn, and more importantly, apply actions and then reflect and share what they're going to do going forward as a result of the learning. It's called Coach to You. We're literally bringing coaching to your employees. If you're intrigued, we'll have a link in each one of our episodes where you can get more information. And again, thank you so much for listening to another episode.